I'll start off with the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch, the last siman in Shulchan Aruch in Or HaChaim. Yom Arba'os v'Chamish Osor Shebad Rishon Ein Lo Yifnei Apneim. It doesn't say Tachnun Ve'en Omer Mizmor Yancha Shebim Tzoro. And it's also forbidden Be'ezpel V'Tainis. Aval Shad Vorim Ein Ragim Bo'em. Other things don't apply. Other things which usually apply on Purim don't apply on this Purim, on Purim Cotton, on Tu Be'av, on Tu Be'ador, on Yom Arba'osor and Chamish Osor V'Adorishon, they don't apply. There are Yeshuim that said that even Hesper and Tainis are Mutar, but Haminok says the Ramo comes along and says Haminok is Svora V'Shoino. Haminok is like the first Svora that it's also Be'Hesper V'Tainis. Yeshuim says the Ramo, Yeshuim Shechayev L'Harbo is Mishte V'Simcha. Barbo also Shabbat or Rishon is a chiyuv to Marbo Mishta v'Simcha Ad or Rishon. Two days ago, I came to Rav Shira and told him we have to mekayim this halacha. Right, this halacha that is a chiyuv that one has to be Marbo Mishta v'Simcha. And before I knew it, he said that okay, you have to speak. So I don't know. I forced all other people to eat. To be Marv Besuda, but it seems like that I'm very happy about that. I'm Zaka, other people to become this halacha. But by me having to speak, I haven't eaten the last 2 days because of it. It says here, Ve'ein Noyagin Kain, Mikol Mokoy Miyarbek Tsas Besuda. It says that Ramo, Minag is that one doesn't, it's not a chiyuv to be Marv Mishta Besimcho. This chiyuv one doesn't actually be not knowing this chiyuv. The komo ke miyarbe ktsas besudo kadei lotzei shedei machmirim. It's a person should be marbe, right? In order to be yotze those who are machmir. And here the Ramo ends off with something which is perplexing. With toiv leiv mishte tomit toiv leiv in pasuk in mishle. It's a pasuk in mishle. With toiv leiv mishte tomit. Thing to say is that. It's good to party. As if someone says, as if Rai is bringing the pasuk to say that if someone has a good heart, or someone is toiv leiv, mishta tomit, he always looks for the opportunity, first opportunity to arise, to always have a party. He's always partying. And we know that that's not pshat in the pasuk. Pasuk can't come and tell us such a thing. That is just, the more parties you do, the better. That's not what the pasuk has come to tell us. And it's clearly that Ramo wants to end off with this pasuk, to teach us something from this pasuk, and he just sort of puts it in together. It's maybe merumas to be yoseh de'a machmirim. It's merumas in the pasuk. He had a sort of a reason to bring this pasuk because it's merumas. It's put it over here because it is merumas that here it seems like that someone who could do the work, could make a suda. Is certainly his marve, so it's yoytzei de'a machmirim, and he sort of fits it into the, he sort of puts it into the words of the pasuk, but that's not what the pasuk means. He just wants to end up with this pasuk to teach us something from this pasuk. It's either to teach us that something has to do with Ham, something has to do with Purim, sort of the final, these are end of alochas ilches Purim, ilches Megillah, so he wants to end off to teach us something which has to do with Purim, Matoev Lev Mishta Tomit. But it's interesting, Birkei Yosef. The Birkei Yosef where it says as follows. He writes here, Bechochmo Yosad, he writes on the Ramo. The Ramo did this Bechochmo, Chasimo Me'ein Psicho. Right? He wanted to end off Or HaChaim, Me'ein Psicho, the way, similar to where, the way he started. Right? Shnei Tmidim Kesidron. We know there's such thing as Shnei Tmidim. A person has to bring up two Tmidim. Even though that we're not, that's not his Kavona over here. His Kavona is to say that there are different Shnei Tmidim. There are something else which are Tomid. Shnei Tmidim Kesidron. So what is it? What are the two Tmidim that a person should always have? Should always see that he's accomplishing Shnei Tmidim Kesidron. What is it? Kihu Posach. What? Right. Kiyu Posach Bereish HaGoyis of the Ramo started his Agor. What did he start with? Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somit. What did he end with? Vechosam, and he ended up with this Posuk, Vetoiv Leiv Mishta Tomit. Says the Birkei Yosef, V'liya Hedrit Nire. Birkei Yosef, V'liya Hedrit Nire. Hani Trei Koi, these two Psukim, De'inun Chad. they're in essence they're one. Right? The Kamo David HaMelech, right? Oyo b'chinosoy, oyo mishtadel lechavein liboy lamokim. Right? In the beginning, David HaMelech was mishtadel lechavein liboy to direct his heart to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's what together with Shibisi, and Ramo ends that. What happens? Someone who does that, then he's a loyf, is a toiv leiv mishtei, a toiv leiv mishtei tomit. Right, the words of Berki Yosef at the end there, toiv, it says there, toiv leiv tzaddik, tzaddik mishtei tomit. Whoever, the rabbi, challenge to all of you, if you guys want to work it out what it means, I have no clue what it means. But one thing I do see, what he says is that it's one posuk, and it's starting off, Oyerachayim, you start off with Shivisi, and you end off with Toiv Lev Mishte Tomit. So what is the posuk? What is the posuk? Toiv Lev Mishte Tomit. What is that posuk? It's a posuk in Mishle. Posuk in Mishle. The Gor says as follows. The Gor in Mishle says, Yemei Oni Roim. Right, the days of an oni are bad. Yemei oni roim, right? Velev, velev toiv. But someone has a lev toiv mishta tomit. Who is the oni? Who is the oni you're talking about? Says the girl, right? Mishen nafshi rechovo. Someone who is nafshi is rechovo. He's got wide expectations, right? She'enoi mistapek b'chol asher yesh lo. He's not happy with what he has, what he's been allotted with. B'chol chalalei olmo. What's that, Rabbi Shira? B'chol chalalei olmo. Chalalei olmo. All the chalalei. Eino mespikim b'daitoi. B'chol chalalei olmo. The whole universe, right? It's not enough to what he wants, right? V'lochein, and therefore kol yomo v'goyim. Therefore, all these days are bad, right? Because it's not possible a person has his eyes. They say his eyes are bigger than he could. And he could actually swallow, right? It's not possible that a person should be able, it's not possible in a person that he should be able to actually, whatever his mind, whatever he wants, it's not possible that he should be able to actually acquire them. Right? A chazal, ein odom meis v'chatzi tavose b'yodoi. A person doesn't die and he doesn't have chatzi tavose b'yodoi. Even a half of what he wants, what he desires, he doesn't get. Right? They ask that, ein odom meis v'chatzi tavose b'yodoi. Mashmei doesn't even have half. And we have the other chazal, roitze yesh lo imone, roitze mosaim. Someone has a mone, he's roitze mosaim. So l'chua, he does get the half because he has the mone.
Exact
right.
Opposite of the usher, the definition of the usher.
Right. Usher is a mech b'chelko, right, true. But that's the question asked. It seems like he does have a half because Yesh Leimone roitze mosaim means he does have a half. So they say Yesh Leimone roitze mosaim means he wants an extra 200. Extra 200 he wants. Why? Because once he's already got the 100, his already expectations have gone bigger. Now 100 is nothing. Now he needs the 200. So Mele comes out that Ein Odom Meis v'chatzi tavos b'yodei. But whatever he says, Toiv Lev Mishte Tomit, this is someone who's mistapik, v'mashe yesh loy, right? He's happy with what he has, therefore, libo yisomeach tomit, therefore his heart is always, you mentioned his heart is always happy. Kamo yoish, he says, asher mishte beveso, like a ish who has a mishte, he has a party in his house, that he's happy, and especially he gets to the peak when he's a bit intoxicated, he's drinking a bit of wine, then so as soon as he's gone to that level, he's totally happy with himself. Right? As we know, that someone who's gone a bit overboard, drank a bit overboard, he's standing there that could disturb his happiness, he's flying. Right? Why is that wine does? That we'll need another breakfast here to explain why is it that wine has the koyach to make a person to such a level, right? But in any case, that's the Metzius, says the God. The God says it's Metzius, right? Metzius is, right? We know it, that it's someone. So he says as follows, Toiv Lev, by him it's Mishta Tomi. Toiv Lev, someone who's happy with what he has, he's happy with his lot, Behemoth, Mishter Tomid, he's always in the matzav that he's happy. He's always in the matzav that it's as if he has a Mishter in his house always. It's as if he's in the matzav of Mishter. Right? That's pshat in the pasuk. Toiv Lev, Mishter Tomid, someone is a Toiv Lev, he's Mishter Tomid. Right? But we have to see how does that have to do with what the Birkei Yosef said that has to do with the Tomid of the first Tomid. What was the first Tomid? Shibisa Hashem Lenegi Somit. Right. Shibisa Hashem, I just have to get the Mishnah Berurah because I have to see inside the words of the Yaakov. Question: how does it fit in the words Toiv Lev? Toiv Lev. Where does it fit in those words? It says the what? Who? How do you find Toiv? Right. Says the Gamor. Shivisi Hashem Menegi Somid Huklal Godel Batoiro. Right. Person, Shivisi Hashem, right, person who sort of, Yochel, Hashem is in front of him at all times, who klal godol b'toiro, that is something which is a klal godol b'toiro. Not only something which is for Hasidim, something for pious people, for tzaddikim, it's also for tzaddikim, as he's going to mention, but it's a klal godol b'toiro. It's an important rule, it's something which is based. The klal godol b'toiro, Toiro is based on this klal. Right? It's a klal godol b'toiro, and also b'malis ha-tzadikim, and in the levels of the tzadikim. Right? We discern the levels of tzadikim to see how great, how intense they are, how they live with this shivis Hashem minegis tomid, asher horichim lifnei Elokim, which they walk in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Someone who walks, he gets from place to place. Right? Tzadikim walk from level to level. Right, asher horichim lifnei Elokim, with the shivis Hashem lenegi tomid, get closer and closer. Right, v'ani kiru v'aseh Elokim mitoev. It says, right, get closer. Ikatzachis odom is to get what closer to Ribono Shel Olam. And he says that what ke'en yeshiva se'odom utnoisa v'asoka v'ulevadi beveisoi. Right, all the actions of a person. Right, all the little actions. If he's alone at home, different than if he's sitting in front of a king. Right, v'loy diburoi v'achov aspiv kirtzoinoi. Right? He doesn't speak. His way, his language is not the same as if we'd be sitting in front of a king. Right? He says, right, as we know. Right? Rabbi Gna Miller used to say that he used to be on a train, once was on a train on a subway in New York, and all of a sudden he realizes that there's a young girl of 9 years old who's busy, he's busy watching him. All of a sudden he sees without even thinking, he just sits straight and he puts his coat without, you know, just great, not even because there's someone there that's looking at him, someone that's staring, someone's taking notice of him. It's already a different ball game, right? I don't know if somewhere we came to talk about on the Shabbos table because Bavigdor Nevitzel, the Sagabitzel was Nifta, so my son was mentioning that his wife, that Bavigdor Nevitzel, as soon as they put on the cameras, the old city, you know, these, well, security cameras, right? So he stopped walking out on Shabbos for a couple of weeks till he found out what the halacha is, if he could walk, if he can't walk, if he's gerim chil Shabbos by walking. Wasn't until it got clarified that it's not a problem, right? And there's a big machoikas, right? As you know, I told him today you can't walk anywhere, even outside of the building, right? There's the one in the Knesset, and the one in the Chanaya, and there's one, you know, by the Shul, and there's one, everything is all over. Everything is monitored through cameras. Everything is, without cameras, we wouldn't know what's in your day. Everything is monitored. So my wife said that the first time they put actually the security camera in the Knesset of the building, so, and she was part of the Rabbi, so she had to make sure that, you know, the building was clean. And, you know, bend up to pick up the newspapers that are thrown all over, and the mail, and the and the bulletins that come out. But as soon as she saw that there's a camera there, and she knows she's being watched, so everything's different. She makes sure that, you know, she's being watched, and you make sure you bend properly, make sure you know, everything is a different story, different ball game. Right? This is what the Rambam is telling us. Rambam is telling us a different story. When a person knows, Kol shekein kishiyosim odam elibo shamelech hagol lakodesh baruch hu hashem mole otz kvoidoi oimel olo voroi b'maisov. Right? Kodesh baruch hu is mole kol otz kvoidoi. Right? The whole world is full of his glory. Oimed olov, actually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kaviyochol standing above him, V'roye b'maisav, and sees all his actions. Right? Yad, inevitable Yad, immediately Yagi elov Ayiro, right? Will be held a person, tremendous awe, tremendous submissiveness, right? Tremendous humbleness, V'pachad Hashem Yizboch, awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and feel tremendous embarrassment and busha, right? And then he carries on what he says, but in any case, this is something that a person has to always work on. Why? Because different person, different story. Things take on a different meaning, and things have a different level of all these. His whole Avodas Hashem takes on different levels when a person lives constantly with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Right? Why? Because Mole Kol Ha'aretz Kvoidoi. Where do we see that Mole Kol Ha'aretz Kvoidoi? Where do we see that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Oimed Olov V'Roi B'Maisov? Where did we actually see this? So this I heard from Mashgiach Don Segal. Really, we saw it where? By Purim. Purim, we saw that everything is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The whole Teva, there's no such thing as Teva, there's no such thing as natural, nature in the world. You know that everything is, nothing that runs its natural course. Everything is being pre-designed, right? Predestined from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right? We saw that Shlomo HaMelech Achashverosh went and built a kisei. Where did he build his kisei? In Shushan, because the only place where he found people that could build such a kisei, which is Domel Shlomo HaMelech, was in Shushan. After they built it, couldn't move it. Wanted to take it back to Babel, where the Irabio, that's where the capital was. Couldn't move it. Right? Why was he had to change, make a new thing? Irabio is where? Irabio is Shushan. That's changed the whole thing. Why was it? Because later on, who was in Shushan? Mordechai Vester were in Shushan. Later on, that would be a savior, Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. So already it was pre-designed. This whole story was so the whole Megillah, right? 12 years. I think it's 12 years from the beginning to the end of the Megillah, the beginning of the story to the end of the story. A bunch of different happenings together. They came together and unraveled the world that Yeshua Hashem is born, right? So we see that even the Teva, the whole Teva alone, is everything is from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Everything a person gets is not just thing. Everything, there's no unknown in the world that a person could get if it wasn't nigzar, it wasn't predestined, and it wasn't decreed that he should have it. There's no way he can get it. Right? Like I said, the world, a person for that, right? We know that it says there the Chazal say that Klal Yisrael were Mekabel Torah again from Marotzoin on Purim. Although Kiblu, right? It says all the Kiblu. They went and they accepted the Torah again when it came Purim. And the Rashi says that, why is that? Mahavasanes, right? For that, it was forced, sort of, Kiviyochol, to speak, it was forced. Came Purim, they even covered the Torah Marotzin. Rashi says, Mahavasanes, from tremendous Ness. So we know that this is not the only Ness, right? This is not the only Ness. Many Nissim that happened to Klal Yisrael, right? What is special about this Ness? Is because till now we had a Ness that's in a Ness like Kriyas Yam Suf. Ness of Kriyas Yam Suf was a Ness that Kodesh Baruch Hu, he rules over all. He could sort of break all nature, break all the rules, and the Kriyas Yam Suf. Right, so we see the Baruch Shalom is. But when nature goes back to its normal course, so we think there's nature, yeah? There is such thing as Kodesh Baruch Hu is Malakoil. But when nature runs. Come out from Purim, we saw that there's nothing as nature or not such musik of nature. So all the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, person can't have anything in this world. Everything is decreed to him. His panosa, all the anos olam hazeh, everything a person has is all decreed. Shtalus, a person has to do shtalus because that's a gzera from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a mitzvah. From Savo Vasan, it's a mitzvah. It's a shomen, it's a gzera, whatever it should be, right? But it's not something that's getting you to where you have to get to. So therefore, till now, Klal Yisrael thought, till before Purim, Klal Yisrael thought they're Echanami. There's Rebbeinu Shalom, and he's the master of the world, and Avada, we have to make his mitzvahs. But they're losing the world. They're losing all the Anoah Sohelem Hazeh. Oh, no, Anoah Sohelem Hazeh, and the sustenance, and Parnosa, and Osha, that you get, if you do, it's through the means, and through the causes that you get in this world. So therefore, they thought they're losing. Right? They thought they're losing Olam Hazeh. And Chanami, you have Olam Abba, but Olam Hazeh, they're losing. It wasn't Gishmak. All of a sudden, they realize, no, there's no such thing. Anything a person gets in this world, it's all predestined. There's nothing that a person can get if it wasn't decreed from beforehand. And therefore, they realized that Avada Ad Rabbe, Kaim the Mitzvahs. The more we make the Mitzvahs, the more we find favor in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more we trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more we feel confidence and we know that it's all coming from Him. Then we, Ad Rabbe, will be Zocheh to Shmir Al Yoyno, will be Zocheh to Mor Brocha, because we're living together with Him. So Mele, this is what, that's why it was, the Torah was, took on a different level, because they realized that it's all the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's everything is orchestrated by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Right. We just end off with a Chovis Alvovis, which is also part of the Shibishi. But we have to see how the two Tmidim get together. Right, everyone knows Cheshbon Asiri Chovis Lavovis, Cheshbon Asiri Chovis Lavovis, that's the Cheshbon of Shibisi Hashem Menegi Somit. But he says here that it goes in stages, right? Cheshbon Odom Nafshoi, Vashkofas Abego Al Nigleu in the story, a person has to reckon that the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches over his utter and inner life, right? Observes him, remembers all his deeds and the thoughts that occur him. Right? Let him draw the following marshal, right? If someone was observing him and always watching his movements, would it be prudent for him to do anything offensive to this individual? Certainly not if this man had done him a favor or kindness. Still less if the man was his master. Now when it is his creator watches over him, how much greater is his obligation to be abashed and ashamed before him, to be careful not to defy him, to hasten to his service and win his favor and love, right? That's mamish the words of the Hago, the Ramo, right? He then goes on. So that's the words of the Ramo, that a person should always feel tremendous embarrassment. My understanding, lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is not something we're not fantasizing here. This is the Matthias. This is what we saw in Purim. The Matthias is that everything Eino Milvado, everything is Rabbi Nishlam himself. He's the one who's there and he's watching over a person. And making sure the person have whatever should ever have whatever all his needs that he had that has to have, right? It's all been orchestrated by the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he's there watching the person, guarding the person, right? As we know, all the brachas that we say, they all tell us about it, right? All the brachas, Hashachar, Hashiyotzas, it's all things which are to remind us that this is the Metzias, this is what it is. Right here, it carries on as follows. Now, the thing is, this is supposed to develop, it's supposed to grow, and it's supposed to get deeper. Right, this connection. Right, when this idea comes to the mind of the Maimin, always, right? Right, the Creator will be with him always. Let's see what it says here in the. If he continues this course, the Creator will. No, 1 minute. I'm sorry. Right? May he be, right? He says as follows. When the believer ponders this point repeatedly and reckons with himself regularly on this regard, the Creator, may he be exalted, will be with him in his consciousness and he will see him with his mind's eye. Right? The person will get to a matzav where he actually sees the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yireyu be'ein sichloi. Right? He'll actually come to a matzav where he sees the Ribbono Shel Olam with the mind's eye, but it's a re'iyah, it's a much stronger than just a dear be'alma, something which he sees. He will always be in awe with him and engage in exalting him. He will contemplate his works and study his deeds in the government of his creatures, which testify to his greatness, glory, wisdom, and power. Right? So a person who, what are we saying over here? A person who sees the Bereshit in front of him, he's always there with him, so therefore anything he sees in the world, right away, Kodesh Baruch Hu, what do you want over here? What are you teaching me here? What are you telling me over here? Right? As we know that Chofetz Chaim, right? Anything new that happened in the world, right away, he translated back, what does it mean? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu teach me, right? All the technology that came out, phones came out, all the things that came out, we know that right away, what was the first thing is to teach us that we should have more emunah, right? As we know that when the phone came out, the phone lines came out, and electricity came out, what did the Chofetz Chaim tell us then? Chofetz Chaim tells us that this is the way closer we could feel the closeness of the Ribbono Shel Olam. We could feel that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching us, right? We have more emunah in the fact is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking at us, watching us, and same goes to everything, anything that's come out in the world. You have something like electricity, right? Electricity is, without electricity you can't move, right? There's no light, there's no heat, there's no computer, there's no air conditioning, there's nothing's moving, there's no kitchen, right? There's no kitchen, there's no water, because the water, how does the water go? Is because of electricity, right? How does it move? Right? So, in essence, what do we see from electricity? We see that something, even though I'm not here, I'm not seeing electricity, what is it? I see a light bulb, I see, the theory is that, we understand that that's what's generating it, it's electricity, so therefore we can understand what's generating the world, what's powering the world. At every moment, is the Ribbono Shel Olam, right? Something which it's easier for us to understand once we have all these Mishalim right away. We see, so this is someone who's living with the Ribbono Shel Olam always. So right away, as soon as he sees something, he sees, wow, look what the Ribbono Shel Olam built, what he did over here with tremendous losser and musach mosi cholter, right? Then he says further, v'kashi yasmi lazeh, right? If he continues in this course, the Creator will relieve him of his sorrow, right? And he goes on. Right, he says tremendous things where he says, Yiftach lo shari idoso, he'll open him his mind, regardless of his chokhmosoi. Right? Then what he ends off here, he says here, Veloi boicher inin yoisar me'inim ima sheboicher. But since he's developed his connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam, nothing, he says as follows, nothing about his condition will satisfy him. He will desire no situation other than the one chosen him by his Creator. Why? Because since he knows that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him is in order for what? To be able to go closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because you know the tachlis of the world is to live with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Tachlis of the world is to build that connection. Right? As we know that Achash Alti, what did David HaMelech say? Achash Alti Meis Hashem, Shivti Meis Hashem. He had only one thing is Shivti Meis Hashem, to live with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So he knows that everything that he has in this world, everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put on him, is a means and a way to get closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So therefore, how could he ask for something? How could he want something else? There's no way he could want something else because that's not something that's going to bring him closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him this is the way he can get closer. So therefore, he doesn't look for any other situations or better situation or better place or better something should change. Why? Because he knows that if he's in this situation, is this HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the situation? If this HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to him, is the means and a way to get closer to Ribbono Shel Olam. So therefore, we're now going to end off. What do we say over here? We say over here is that someone who is totally living with Shivis Hashem and Egi Somit, and he's developing it, and he's building that connection, right? So therefore, he will get to a situation where he doesn't want to look for any other situations. He's looking at his whole situation, his connection with Ribbono Shel Olam. And therefore, he will always be someone who will be a Lev Toiv, be happy with what he has, right? Lev Toiv, Mishta Tomi, Bahim, there will always be a Mishta, always. And where did we learn this out? This is, Ramor puts it down at the end of Purim, because this is what Purim taught us, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's nothing else there but besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shkoyach.